Welcome to Everyday English. Yesterday we were talking about the verb drink, and we talked about drunken, and we reminded ourselves that drunk, in addition to being the participle form of drink, can be used as an adjective. For example, we say,
he was very drunk when I saw him.
More drunk than your other colleagues?
Yes, he was the most drunk of all.
Drunk, very drunk, more drunk than, most drunk. The word drunk is an adjective in all these contexts. The person is said to be drunk if he is confused or excited because of the alcohol he has drunk. And of course, a person can be said to be drunk with power or with success. When you're said to be drunk with power or success, you behave strangely because of your new state. There are power-drunk people, but there are also success-drunk people.
Power-drunk and success-drunk?
Yes.
I can't wait to hear about what you've got to say about drunken.
I appreciate your impatience, but just bear with me for a while I say a little bit more about drunk.
What more about it?
Drunk can also be used as a noun.
For example?
Her husband is a drunk, and this means her husband drinks heavily and possibly all the time. Her husband is a drunk.
Everyone knows about Jane's husband. He doesn't even stay in the house.
Poor Jane.
Where does he spend his time?
You know, there are quite a few colonies of drunks in the southern part of the city. He belongs to one of those colonies.
Jane's husband is not only a drunk, he's an acknowledged member of a colony of drunks. Another word for a drunk is a drunkard, spelt
D-R-U-N-K-A-R-D. A drunkard is a person who often gets drunk.
And now to your long-awaited word, drunken. Drunken is an adjective, not a verb. It simply means drunk or under the influence of alcohol. For example,
when I saw her yesterday, she was very much depressed.
For?
She had just returned from her drunken boss.
No, poor Jane. She has got a drunken husband who occasionally emerges from his colony.
And as if that was not enough, she goes to the office to meet a drunken boss.
And I believe she spends half the time listening to his drunken arguments.
And her husband greets her with drunken laughter, sometimes drunken singing.
These should be more welcome than the drunken fury with which he attacks her.
After this, I am told he falls into a deep drunken sleep.
We've met several uses of drunken. Drunken can be used to describe a person, as in
a drunken boss, a drunken husband.
But it can also be used to describe the behavior and action of a drunken person. For example,
a drunken argument, drunken singing,
a deep drunken sleep, a drunken attack.
Your simple question has sent us round and round to discuss what we didn't intend to.
But it's been worth it.
Well, if you think so.
We do.
And perhaps more important, if our listeners do.
We have no doubt they do.
Now, I'd like us to turn to the verb go and its idioms. For example,
go all out.
Go all the way.
Go by.
Go down.
Go on.
Let's listen to some sentences.
The house prefect went all out to check theft in the dormitory.
This means he did all in his power to check theft.
Go all out. Here is another expression.
Go all the way. This means agree with a person or proposal completely.
For example,
I would go all the way with him in what he has just said.
Well, I would agree with much of what he has said, but I can't go all the way with him.
Kofi would agree with everything the man has said. Adjo, on the other hand, has reservations. Now, here's another idiom.
Go by. Going by his recent pronouncements, he's preparing to enter politics.
To go by something means to deduce, draw a conclusion from. For example, going by his recent pronouncements, he's preparing to enter politics. Also, go down. Now, listen to how it's used.
The show went down well.
The show went down well. That is, it was well received by the audience. It was a successful show. The audience was pleased with it. I would like us to listen to a dialogue containing some of these expressions, containing the word go.
What have you been reading?
A letter I just received from the port authorities. You remember I spoke to you about the Amevos?
Yes.
They are coming back home finally. They have shipped their luggage, and according to this note, the ship arrives at Tema tomorrow sometime.
Anybody arranging to claim their baggage?
Well, I went all out yesterday to get an agent to handle it at the port. But I have to be back at their office today too, to sign the document.
But do you have to do all this? You are busy. Surely, Mr. Amevo has got relations here or at Tema.
That's true. But you are aware I'm one of their most trusted friends. I have to help them. Friends must be helped, you know.
I won't go all the way with you here. You are extremely busy at this time. Why not ask Okante to go and sign the documents today? He is also a good friend of theirs, if one can go by his recent pronouncements.
To tell you the truth, this suggestion will not go down very well with Okante.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen him yet?
I can assure you I have. When I introduced the subject, he just went on talking. I couldn't interrupt him.
You should have got him to the point.
You teach me how to do that. How does one get on in such a situation? Hold the person by the shirt and gag him?
No, we're not going to gag him. Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. We continue tomorrow. Have a good day and cheers.